So the Pope came out earlier this year and he said he blames the decline in faith as to why so many priests and clergymen have been kid-touching all these years. I mean, come on, no. People are losing faith in your magic carpenter story because your representatives are kid-touchers. That, I mean, that's like saying, geez, I've gotten so morbidly obese because hot chicks did not fucking me. It's all their fault. Or going around saying, you know, we needed the sky up there because we needed to fly planes through something. No one liked all the underwater planes we had where all the seats were just wet as and the stewardesses weren't at all. I left my car in the sun way too long the other day, man. It was like an inferno. You know, it's so hot that you think global warming has just become localized and entirely contained within your car. The whole way home, I had to drive with my head out the window, like I was in some kind of car chase scene and someone had shot up my windshield. When you drive like that, there goes any kind of style or arrangement you had in your hair previously. You now just look like you really love skydiving. I suppose there's people out there that really love skydiving. You know, they're addicted to it. It's a drug. When they can't get up in a plane, they just find really tall trees and jump out of them with blankets. Or I suppose they could, like, get a parachute and tangle themselves in the branches. I suppose that'd be like an alcoholic punching himself in the head repeatedly so it felt like he had a hangover. It's not really the part you want to remember. Do people really like skydiving? Or are they just trying to catch a cloud so they can keep it as a pet or something? I don't know if I could have a cloud as a pet. It'd be cute, but those first few weeks before it's fully housebroken and it's just raining on all your shoes and hiding behind your couch,